You're listening to an Anazal Ministries podcast.
All right, here we go. In the movie Robin Hood, despair gets pretty real when everyone's locked up. You got the kids locked up, the pastor locked up, everybody's in jail. And I mentioned it during the show, like, I feel like we don't get, like, you see Robin Hood bleed, you see them straight up say, oh, we're going to hang the friar in the morning. I think we don't get as dark in current Disney films. Do you agree with that? Let's start there.
Yeah, I would agree we don't get as dark in today's film, but I don't know, like the new Beauty and the Beast, like they it got pretty dark at the end too.
Yeah, the live action still do it, but I'm thinking like the animated, like I don't think Frozen or Moana really had that, like they had stuff to overcome still, but I don't think
remember
it was like,
Frozen, we thought Elsa died. We thought Anna actually like got all the way frozen.
True. That's true. So, but I feel like it was just like a moment. It wasn't like...
Yeah, yeah. They don't drag it out. Yeah, yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah. This one almost like made me cry by the end of like seeing all these people in jail. And you have the song of like, every town has its ups and downs. Some have more ups than downs. But yeah, I was like, oh, man.
I will say like despair. We don't really see that much despair.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that's the word we're looking for. Because other one is like, it makes you like gasp or like makes your heart sink. But... not really despair feeling.
Yeah, like for a moment it truly felt hopeless in this movie. Mm-hmm. And I was just so happy whenever Robin Hood showed up. You were like, okay, things are going to turn around. And it was, I don't, for me, that moment of like Robin Hood coming in and saving the day was made so much better because of how low things were able to get. Do you think?
Yeah, I always tell people I'm a pessimist and they don't believe it, but I really am. People don't believe. I always think worst case scenario and what the worst possible thing could go wrong. But because that's always my mindset, mm-hmm. I'm always excited like the world didn't end. I'm really excited that this worked out and I can't believe it. And so I'm excited. And so I feel like you need the despair and like the hopelessness almost, because then you rejoice so much more.
This is giving real, like, that episode that you and TJ did with Inside Out vibes right now.
You know.
Yeah. What's funny, this will be my last note, I think. My pastor growing up told me whenever I first started liking girls, he was like, here's what you do, son. Set the bar real low. Make that first date McDonald's. And then everything you do after is great. You're awesome.
Like, I did that with my husband. I did that with my husband with cruising, with our vacations, and especially because we were broke too. Set the bar real low for vacations. Like, you want to do a camping trip? Fine. You want to do like, oh, like we want to do maybe like a little cheap motel? Great.
Yeah. The lows really bring out the highs. And we hope for everyone listening, especially our beloved patrons, because you're who's listening, that unlike Nottingham, you will have more ups and downs. Thank you for listening.
Ooda lolly.
This was an Anazal Ministries podcast. If you enjoyed this show and would like to learn more about our network, be sure to check out the Anazal Ministries podcast network.